going to do a little music IQ. So this is when I ask Esmeralda a question.
Mm-hmm.
Esmeralda asks Dan a question. Dan asks me a question. And whoever has the most right at the end wins a trip to SeaWorld.
Oh. Do we get eaten by one of those whales?
Yes. Yes. And you get to zombie Jaws will be there.
Oh, good.
That's not zombie Shamu.
Zombie Jaws.
Oh, yes. Shamu's.
Yeah.
That would make more sense.
Okay. Zombie Shamu.
Who won last time?
We are the Free Willy generation.
Well, let's see. Dan won last time.
Right.
And Esmeralda killed us the first time. This is the third time we played.
I forget what you won.
Zombie Paul Newman drove me to California right after you guys.
That's right.
All right. So are we ready?
Which side are we doing? Red?
Red first.
Red.
Okay. And I will ask to Esmeralda. Esmeralda, are you completed and ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Murmur was the first album of which American artists? The Pretenders, Nirvana, or R.E.M.?
The Pretenders.
R.E.M.
Yeah.
Okay.
You
ask to the Dan.
The Red, yeah?
Yeah, Red side to Dan.
See.
Why did band ABBA choose to wear stage costumes? To not be recognized, for fiscal reasons, or to look more glamorous?
To look more glamorous.
No, for fiscal reasons.
Hmm.
In Sweden, the cost of stage costumes could be deducted from their taxes.
Oh, wow.
Costumes were considered to be work attire and not everyday clothing.
Now they get paid $1 billion to go on a hologram tour.
Exactly. Exactly right.
I wonder if they can deduct the hologram costumes.
I think they can. I think they can. They're making money as we speak right now because that damn movie, people are going to see it. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now you ask me?
Correct.
All right.
Which James Blunt song is most used during burials in Great Britain?
Oh, my gosh.
You're Beautiful, Cry, or Goodbye, My Lover?
Cry.
No, Goodbye, My Lover.
Okay. Wow. None of us scored on the first question. Esmeralda, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Which body part did Jimi Hendrix use to play the guitar? His feet, his teeth, his tongue?
His tongue.
Close. His teeth.
Oh.
Okay.
It's not fair. Should have just been mouth.
All right.
What was the last album to be recorded by the Beatles? Abbey Road, Let It Be, The White Album.
Let It Be.
No. It's Abbey Road.
Recorded.
Abbey Road was released before Let It Be. It was the last album to be recorded by the Beatles.
I see. Mm-hmm. What stood out most about the Christian glam metal band Striper? Mass was held before each concert. All of its members were priests. They threw Bibles into the crowd during the concert.
It's got to be C.
You are correct. They threw Bibles into the crowd.
Wow.
Can I ask a question? You're not supposed to throw Bibles, are you?
I think in those terms, I don't think they minded.
All right.
Okay. I would just think that would hurt people.
Well, I'm sure they're not shooting them out of a T-shirt cannon.
Yeah, but, you know, Bibles are kind of heavy.
Maybe they have the little teeny ones, you know, the little...
oh, yeah.
It was probably the little teeny ones.
Sure.
Right? Maybe they just threw out the New Testament. They had the little New Testament thing. All right.
Okay. Party...
No, wait.
Oh, what?
It's me to you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So far, I'm winning 1-0. Okay. What is Bruce Springsteen's song Born in the USA about? The glory of the USA, anti-patriotism, Springsteen's childhood.
Anti-patriotism?
Yes. You know, okay. Yes, that's right.
All right.
That's right. Yeah. They have a little tidbit here. Let's see if I can read it, because it's... The lyrics of Born in the USA were railing against Vietnam. The song was misunderstood by the Republican Party and used it during their campaign. And Springsteen said, stop it. So,
Party Rock Anthem is a hit by what L.A.-based electro-rap duo? LMFAO, The Cataracts, Far East Movement.
LMFAO.
Correct.
Featuring Barry Gordon's nephew and son.
Look at that.
Mm. Yeah. Which musical duo sold the most albums in the USA? Hall & Oates, Sonny and Cher, Simon and Garfunkel.
Sold the most in the USA?
Correct. Sold the most albums. Hall & Oates, Sonny and Cher, Simon and Garfunkel.
That is tough. That's tough. I'm going to go Hall & Oates.
Simon and Garfunkel.
That was my second choice. All right. We are tied at one. All three of us have one.
Dun, dun, dun.
During the 2009 Video Music Awards, come on. I'm not even going to have to give you, I'm not even going to have to give you the multiple choice, Esmeralda. During the 2009 Video Music Awards, Kanye West tore the microphone out of the hands of which artist?
Taylor Swift.
That's correct.
What NYC-born artist has become wildly successful in spite of a tentative live debut on the TV show Saturday Night Live? Lana Del Rey, Regina Spektor, Birdie.
Lana Del Rey.
Yes.
She was terrible.
Where is home for singer and songwriter Shakira? Venezuela, Spain, or Colombia? Those hips don't lie.
Colombia.
That is correct. Shakira is also the first person to reach 100 million followers on Facebook.
Wow.
On Facebook? All right.
Well, I was the first to reach it on MySpace.
Oh.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah.
My buddy Tom. What musical style was made popular by Portishead? Acid jazz, cool house, or trip hop?
Trip hop.
That's correct. Trip hop. That's when you trip and hop.
Uh-huh. Which song by The Police was a number one Billboard hit in 1983? Roxanne, Self Control, Every Breath You Take.
Roxanne.
No.
Oof.
Roxanne was 79.
Every Breath You Take. I like their tidbit is Sting was the group's singer.
That's the little piece of...
Fun fact, everyone.
What was the second... What's the second song?
Self Control.
Okay, that's not a police song.
Oh, look at that. Trying to trick you.
I don't enjoy that at all. All right.
Get Rich or Die Trying is a music album and a movie by whom?
Do I have to give his full name?
No. Jay-Z, Lloyd Banks, or 50 Cent.
50 Cent.
That is correct.
What's his name? Curtis... Curtis Sanders? Armstrong? By the way, now this is the end of this round.
Curtis Jackson.
Curtis 50 Cent Jackson. It's 3 for me, 3 for Esmeralda, 2 for Dan. Tight game.
Mm.
The suspense is unbearable.
Don't pull a Vic, Dan.
I'll try not to.
All right. Zombie Shamu is waiting. 2 for Tuesday. Yeah! That's the last one. 301 area code, 3 Dog Night. That's celebrate. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Coming up after 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich has the opening bell and the great Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. We are in the middle of playing Music IQ, which is a trivia game that involves music, obviously. And
IQs.
And IQs, which in my case is very low. So, myself and Esmeralda and Dan are quizzing each other. So far, the score is 3 for me, 3 for Esmeralda, and 2 for Dan. It's a tight game. Let's begin. Are you ready, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What birth country of MC Solar, one of the most popular French rap artists in the world? What is the birth country of MC Solar? One of the most popular French rap artists in the world. Is it Senegal, France, or the Ivory Coast?
Ivory Coast.
It's Senegal.
Darn.
He studied languages and philosophy at a university.
See, for a second, I was like, I know they want me to say France, but I know it's not.
Right. It was Senegal. And that's what and that's why they threw France in there, because they did want to trick you. Okay.
So tricky, this game.
This game is too tricky.
Just Dance is the debut single by which singer? Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Britney Spears.
Lady Gaga.
Correct.
Okay.
What jazz pianist covered Radiohead's exit music for a film? Was it Keith Jarrett, Brad Mehldau, Tord Gustafson?
Wait a minute. I don't even understand the question. What is...
So, jazz pianist...
Yeah.
...covered Radiohead's song as exit music...
Oh, okay.
...for a film.
And they don't say what film.
It's Romeo and Juliet.
All right. I'm going to say C.
That is incorrect.
Who was it?
Brad Mehldau.
Okay.
Although the song plays at the end of the film Romeo and Juliet, it is not included in the soundtrack at the request of the band.
Oh.
No.
Ooh.
But it's on, what's the big album? OK Computer.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's a good song.
Okay. We are tied at three. What was American musician Charles Mingus's instrument of choice? Was it the double bass, the piano, or the saxophone?
Saxophone.
Was the double bass.
Oh.
Okay.
Which British singer-songwriter's birth name was Declan Patrick McManus? David Bowie, Boy George, Elvis Costello.
Elvis Costello.
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Dan pulling in the lead here.
The song My Favorite Things, signature tune from the musical The Sound of Music, was covered by which artist? John Coltrane, Charles Mingus, Duke Ellington. The song My Favorite Things from Sound of Music was covered by John Coltrane, Charles Mingus, Duke Ellington.
Coltrane.
That is correct.
All right. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
What was unusual about the winner of the 1960 Grammy Award for Year's Best Album? The album contained no songs. The award was mistakenly given to an album from the previous year. The album songs were all sung in Greek.
No words.
That's not a...
What was the first one?
No, there are no songs.
Oh, no songs.
Is that your answer?
The middle one.
The award was mistakenly given to an album from the previous year. You should have stuck with the first one.
Wow.
It's no songs because it was the Button Down Mind of Bob Newhart, one album of the year.
Mm.
That's a comedy album.
Oh, boy. Consumption of purple drink, a mix of cough syrup and Sprite or Mountain Dew,
oh my God,
led to the birth of which hip-hop style in Houston, Texas? Crunk, G-Funk, Chopped and Screwed.
Crunk.
No.
What?
Chopped and Screwed. Houston DJs made the style popular in the 90s. Its name comes from its slowing tempo, mimicking the slowing sensation caused by purple drink.
I object to that question. I think it is Crunk.
Crunk! All right.
What is the stage name of Norman Cook? Fat Boy Slim, Biggie Smalls, or Heavy D?
Heavy D.
That is incorrect.
No.
Ooh.
Weapon of
so
choice.
Mad.
Fat Boy Slim.
Fat Boy Slim.
I'm not going to know that. I don't even know what that means.
Everybody gets crunk on purple drink. I don't understand what the damn question is wrong.
It's scissorp.
Oh, you're right.
Crunk on scissorp.
Which city in the Balkans hosts the Exit Music Festival? Is it Tirana, Albania, Sofia, Bulgaria, or Novi Sad, Serbia?
Oh, that's me.
Yeah, that's you.
I thought that was for Dan.
Are you over there crunking? What?
Getting drunk on scissorp.
Serbia.
That's correct.
Yes.
I know you were thinking really hard on that one too. All right.
Which New York address was home to American punk and certain other new wave styles? CBGB, Apollo Theater, Max's Kansas City.
CBGB's.
Correct. It is now a Target.
Yes, it
is. I saw that today. I was very disappointed.
Yeah. All right. Okay, Dan.
He's mourning the loss of CBGB.
I am. I'm getting drunk on scissorp.
What's going on? All right. Yeah, you to me.
Which jazz pianist recorded one of the most acclaimed albums live at the Montreal Jazz Festival?
Why am I getting all these jazz pianist questions?
Bill Evans, Keith Jarrett, or Monty Alexander?
Bill Evans.
That is incorrect. Monty Alexander.
All right, now, final question. Here's where we are. Dan has five. You and I both have four, Esmeralda.
Oh, man.
So here we go. What event changed the life of Def Leppard's drummer Rick Allen in 1984? He lost his right leg due to complications from diabetes, lost his left arm in a car accident, or his girlfriend delivered quadruplets.
He lost his arm in a car accident.
That is correct.
I saw the made-for-TV movie.
Oh, yeah.
That's how they open it.
So it's you are now tied with Dan. So if Dan gets it wrong, then you guys will be tied and you have to split Shamu.
What is sometimes referred to as chiptune? Big bands from American universities, digital hardcore music, a subgenre of punk, 8-bit music.
8-bit music.
Correct. Chiptune is made using sounds from game console or computer sound chips.
Okay. Well, Dan is going to win. There's no way that I can beat him with this. All right, here's the last question.
Toots Thielemans is considered to be the best ever player of which instrument? Guitar, harmonica, or vibraphone?
Vibraphone.
Incorrect. Harmonica.
Harmonica. All right. Dan 6, Esmeralda 5, me 4. Enjoy Shamu.
I will.
All right.
We'll get drunk on scissor.
Don't let him eat you.
All right. Esmeralda, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
All right. And we will return with the news promptly.